And it's a post-match show from the Glenbrook after Liverpool beat Lille 2-1 to remain perfect in the Champions League. I've got Kev Walsh, speaking of perfect. I've got Phil Blundell, always perfect. And Ryan Patton, friend of the stars. And Ryan, listen, they turned up. They beat Atletico Madrid. They beat Real Madrid. But it turns out they're only half a football team compared to the boys in red.
Absolutely, it was just the same story that it's been in the Champions League so far this season in terms of Liverpool once again just with us the superior side, and the game was another just measured performance from Liverpool where we just shown that we were so much more superior than the opposition, and it felt like an easy win for us. I thought, they have put in, they're on an unbeaten run. They beat Real Madrid at home. They've had some really strong performances, and it could have been a tough game tonight. But we made easy work of it again. I thought.
I just feel, Kev, that if you want to win a cup, then you better hurry up.
We are indeed Liverpool FC, aren't we? Taking a piss in the Champions League as well. Haven't broken fucking sweat, have we? He's played 90 minutes. There, looks like he's just stepped out the shower, doesn't he? Yeah, flying, aren't we? Like tonight is a bit like, just a walk in the park, make a few changes, and we did, and we still absolutely pissed. They were all right as well, like technically in that way, but it was one of them games where you're in the cup and it's a bit like, sometimes you can feel a bit spoiled, can't you? People around me were like, maybe not the first match, but like, don't get to go that often. And me, Mick and Tizzer were just talking absolute fucking shite. Only break.
Yeah, the Uncle Albert shot face is out now, innit?
Only break.
Then what happened when the game started?
Only breaking when Liverpool broke. But that's, to be fair, that's exactly what you want to do at this stage, isn't it? We've got loads of games coming up. A game like that doesn't take loads out the legs. It's still hard, obviously, a Champions League, as Ryan just said, they've done really well. But we're flying at the minute, and in this competition in particular, we're proper pairing, aren't we?
Proper pairing, and I understand what Kev's saying about, like, it was similar around me, around the cup, do you know what I mean? It's not like, it's not the be all and end all, do you know what I mean? But that's fine, but they equalised and we were like, oh, right, sad, we scored, and we're like, don't try that again because we'll score again. It always felt like that. Like, you've learned your lesson now.
Back in your box now. Yeah, you've had your fun.
If you even get your toys away box, now, we'll score too. Yeah,
that's exactly what it was. I think we were very much in maybe second gear all night. I thought everything seemed very comfortable. They were a decent football team. I thought their defensive line was interesting because I think in that first half, I don't know whether they were playing three or they were playing four, and I don't think any of them knew where any of the others were.